Hello, how are you, Daniel?
I'm all right. How hard has the last 12 to 18 months been? And the last week?
Next question. Well, what a strange time. My heart goes out to everyone that's, you know, in lockdown at the moment. Like, I just think it's just so ordinary. So it's, you know, where I am, we're not in official lockdown. We just have to wear masks and things like that, but school is still open and all that kind of thing. But it's all around us. And, you know, we had a scare up here just last week. So it's not great at all. So I am just busy at home creating music so I can just release music and keep myself sane.
Well, at least that's a good thing, because then you can sit back and say, well, and you've got a story to tell in a couple of years' time, that the fact that, you know, I wrote this during lockdown, and people can relate to that, because sometimes when music artists, they say, hey, I wrote this while I was sitting on the train, and you go, well, I know when I sit on the train, I'm reading the book, but you're writing songs, but at least everyone can relate that, oh, yeah, I remember lockdown.
Yeah, and the great thing about writing music during this time is that I don't want to mention anything about COVID.
No.
I'm writing songs about everything but just to escape from this madness. And it's been really good. Obviously, we've had this show that I'm currently doing. We're meant to actually be in Victoria. On the first one, we had two shows in Victoria that were canned because of lockdown when we were in lockdown last time. And they will move to the end of August, and I don't think it's going to get there, to be honest. So but they will be, everything was always postponed, and all our shows have been postponed. But, everyone's just rolling with the punches at the moment and adjusting. Everyone has to be very fluid at the moment trying to deal with everything.
I had a look at your tour schedule that you were meant to be doing. So if in a perfect world, you'd be here, there and everywhere. But I noticed in the particular schedule that there's no mention of Bendigo. Why?
Oh, we will get to Bendigo. I love that performance space there. That's one of my favourites, actually. So we would definitely get to Bendigo. It's normally on our list. I guess it will just depend on when we can.
Yeah,
and the intention is to open it up for the show to be national. At the moment, we've only got shows planned for New South Wales, Victoria, and Canberra.
Yep.
But it will then open up to all the other states when we possibly can do it. And we just can't wait. We've actually already done 10 shows, and we started off at Twin Towns when the inside was restricted numbers and everyone was in a mask. And by the time we finished our show, before everyone went into lockdown again, people were allowed to dance and sing. And so the last show that we did was crazy. Everyone was having such a ball and such a good time. And luckily we filmed that show. So we've got some great material. We've got the whole show, actually, to promo and all that kind of stuff when everything opens up again. Thank goodness we did that, because everything went following literally the week after. It was like, oh my gosh, that was crazy. Yeah. So, and it's such a fun show, and I get to pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John. And, you know, I think she's such an amazing person, and she had a most stellar musical career. You know, she's won 4 Grammys and she's had ridiculous amounts of global number one hits.
Exactly.
And I just think she's
one of the best, for sure.
Woman as well.
One of the best.
So it's good fun. So when we do get to Bendigo,
I'm gonna keep that little bit of recording, Anita, and you know, if I see the touring schedule and it's not on, I'm gonna ring out and say, hang on a second, you promised us that you were gonna come to Bendigo.
We will definitely get there, and you know, you've got to come along and be my guest when we're there, Dan.
Front and centre, for sure.
Really love it.
Yeah. Anita Spring joins us this afternoon. Hey, now we're talking obviously about your new song, American Pie. So I guess, you know, we've had a bit of a chat about the tour and like, but tell us about the American Pie. It's not the Don McLean version.
No, and it's confused a lot of people. They're like, oh, as soon as I saw it, I thought, it's not a cover of American Pie. No, it's an original song that I wrote when I was in Nashville with it's actually a Muscle Shoals native. His name's Mark Namor, and he's a legendary guy. And we wrote this song together. I came up with a kind of concept before our songwriting appointment, and I just wanted to say thank you to everyone I met in Nashville, because they were all so welcoming. They literally welcomed me like I was family, and I think that that's the kind of relationship the country artists between Australia and Nashville have. It's a very, you know, they're very kind and generous with their time, and this song is just all about that and wanting to say thank you, really. And I kept coming back to American Pie when I was writing the lyrics, and so I couldn't really name it anything else. And I checked with APRA and everything, and I was like, it's the same title, and it's going to continue. And they're like, no, you can still use it. I was like, oh, great, okay, I've got to call it this. So, but yeah.
Well, at least you went through the right channels. Hey, Anita, let's play a little bit of American Pie, and on the other side, we'll have a bit of a chat. It's Gold Central Victoria. My guest this afternoon, Anita Spring. Absolutely love it, Anita. Now, where can people listen to American Pie and all your other songs as well?
So the best place to go is my website, which is just anitaspring.com. And, you know, it's available on all the streaming platforms and things like that. They can also download it at Bandcamp. And the video is a bit of fun, so they can see that on my website as well, or YouTube. And, yeah, I think it really gives the song its flavour that I was trying to create when I wrote the song. It's quite psychedelic.
Yes, I agree with that.
Kind of 70s kind of feel about it. I was kind of thinking, you know, Andy Warhol and pop art kind of imagery when I wrote. When I write songs, I immediately have a visual for how the video is going to be.
Hey, Anita, before you go, social media, you're all over it. Where can people follow you on the social media? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, I don't know, wherever else?
Yeah, all of that, including MySpace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Anita Spring Official. Yeah, I don't have a MySpace account, actually.
I remember having one back way back when I was a teenager. That's about it.
Yeah, does it even exist anymore? I'm going to check it out. If it does, I've got a better creative profile. But, yeah, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm pretty hopeless at Twitter, as you know.
Really? Nah, you're right.
No, I don't know. I just copy and paste all of my posts.
Just say hello and people like it, apparently, so when it comes to Twitter.
Okay.
That's what you should do. Hey, Anita, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us. The new song is called American Pie. We'll have all the links up on our website. Really do appreciate your time. And I've got that little bit that says we're coming to Bendigo, so you better hold. We're going to hold you to that word.
I will definitely give you a call when we're on our way there. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Dan.
It is a pleasure. Anita Spring joining us. It's Gold Central Victoria.